This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says he is discussing an option that would keep a small residual U.S. military force in northeast Syria.
The purpose of those forces, working with the SDF, is to deny access to those oil fields by ISIS and others who may benefit from their revenues that could be earned.
Esper says he has not made a final decision on that option and has not yet presented it to U.S. President Donald Trump. Meanwhile, the first U.S. troops have crossed the border of Syria into Iraq. This has some Kurds expressed their anger over the U.S. withdrawal. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Angry over the U.S. withdrawal from Syria, residents in the Kurdish-dominated Qamishli have hurled military vehicles with potatoes as they drove by. A video by the Kurdish news agency shows one man shouting in Arabic, "Like rats, America is running away," while others say in English, "No America" and "American liar." However, Defense Secretary Mark Esper says some troops will stay in eastern Syria to protect Kurdish-held oil fields for at least the coming weeks, and he's discussing options to keep them there. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The defense chief wrapped up his trip to Afghanistan on Monday, where he talked about Washington's priorities in Afghanistan going forward.
Counterterrorism operations remain critical to our efforts to achieving peace and ensuring terrorist organizations cannot find safe haven in Afghanistan. I also want to commend the Afghan National Defense and Security Forces for their apolitical approach and their achievements in providing security to the recent presidential elections.
Also Monday, Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani met with U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and a group of American lawmakers in an unannounced visit to the country. Authorities in Iran say a 5.6 magnitude earthquake has shaken the country's south. Officials say the earthquake Monday struck 1,000 kilometers south of Tehran. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson was prevented from holding another vote on his Brexit deal on Monday. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson faces a potentially perilous process of ratifying his Brexit divorce deal in Parliament.
Order!
After the Speaker of the House of Commons refused to allow a vote on it on Monday. John Bercow said a vote would not be permitted as the same issue had been discussed 2 days earlier.
The ayes have it!
When lawmakers turned Johnson's big Brexit day into a humiliation. Saturday's vote means that Johnson's government now has to bring forward legislation in order to get the deal passed. That gives the PM's opponents the opportunity to make amendments that could make the withdrawal deal unpalatable to a large swathe of Johnson's own party.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Hong Kong riot police fired tear gas late on Monday to disperse pro-democracy demonstrators. They had gathered to commemorate the three-month anniversary of an assault by more than 100 men on protesters, commuters, and journalists. Earlier, Hong Kong officials apologized to Muslim leaders after riot police sprayed a mosque with a water cannon while trying to contain pro-democracy demonstrations on Sunday. Lebanon's cabinet has approved sweeping reforms that it hopes will appease hundreds of thousands of people who have been protesting for days. Prime Minister Saad Hariri says the budget contains no new taxes. He says that the salaries of top officials will be cut in half as part of an economic reform package. The cabinet also approved abolishing several state institutions, including the Ministry of Information. Canadians are voting today to determine whether Prime Minister Justin Trudeau will remain in power after two major scandals. Reuters' Zachary Goldman reports.
Canadians on Monday vote to determine whether Prime Minister Justin Trudeau gets to keep his job.
I am very excited and confident about the choice Canadians are making.
Trudeau's 4 years in office have been dogged by criticism of his handling of a corruption case and his image tarnished after pictures emerged of him wearing black and brown-faced makeup more than two decades ago. Polls show Trudeau's Liberal Party in a neck-and-neck race with the opposition Conservatives, led by Andrew Scheer.
Justin Trudeau has divided Canadians, he's divided provinces. He's failed to stand up for the types of big ideas, the big projects that can bring this country together.
That's awesome.
If no party wins an outright majority of seats in Parliament, Trudeau may have the chance to stay in office, but with a minority government.
That's Reuters' Zachary Goldman. Thousands of demonstrators took to the streets throughout Sudan on Monday to call for disbanding former President Omar al-Bashir's party. Separately, Sudan's transitional government and a main rebel faction signed a political declaration amid peace negotiations that began last week. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.